while the invitation given to the people, many people came to the front.
当我们邀请人来到像 Billy Graham 这样的一个布道会的时候呢，有很多人会来。
And they accepted Jesus.
他们也在这个聚会当中接受了耶稣。
So maybe gave us a wrong impression. We thought, wow, because Billy Graham, so many people received the Christ.
所以我们有一个想法，就是说，为什么 Billy Graham 的聚会有这么多人接受耶稣呢？
And then we listened to his sermon.
然后我们就听到了他的信息。
He gave a good speech.
他讲得很好。
He is very talented.
他也是很有才华的。
Lots of knowledge.
很多的知识。
So then we start to think about ourselves.
然后我们就会想我们自己。
When we want to bring the gospel to people, to our friend,
当我们要把福音传给人的时候，
we hope we can really enjoy the fisherman's joy.
我们也希望我们能够像得人如得鱼一样。
But we are not really like Billy Graham.
但是我们不是 Billy Graham.
Then we kind of pull back.
我们也不能退后。
Because I'm not as good as Billy Graham.
我没有像 Billy Graham 这么好。
But I also looking forward to that joy as a fisherman.
但我也盼望我能像有那种得人如得鱼那样的喜乐。
So we are got stuck in between.
所以我们就卡在中间。
Do you sense that to bring the gospel to your friend turn out a very difficult issue for you?
当你向人传福音的时候，你会不会遇到一些困难？
You do sense that? Could you raise your hand if you find to bring the gospel to your friend it seems somewhat difficult for you? Could you raise your hand? 如果你觉得你要向你的朋友传福音，你觉得有点困难的，你举手一下，好 ，OK， 谢谢。Because Billy Graham later he noticed it's not that the picture we have seen.
Billy Graham 有注意到这个让人得救哈，这个图画呢，不是我们所想象的。
So later he started to improve his teamwork.
后来他有点改善在他们的团队里面的传福音的这样的工作，还有了改善。
Before he started an evangelical meeting, he was sent his team to that city probably 6 months ahead.
当他出去传福音的时候呢，他把这样的福音的团队先送出去。
And that team came to train the local churches.
然后那些团队呢，就来到地方。当地的教会呢，在训练当地的教会。
And what they do one-to-one evangelism.
他们做什么呢？他们做就是一对一的传福音。
And we can see from the Bible, Jesus is the best teacher to train one-to-one evangelism.
从圣经我们看到耶稣做了一个很好的示范，示范就是一对一的传福音。
And before we start today'smessage, I would like to share with you what the composition of a person, a man.
今天要信息我讲之前呢，我让你们了解一下人的构造。
First is the body, the physical part.
第一个就是体，身体。
People can see, can view.
你可以看得到的身体。
And secondly is the soul.
第二个就是魂。
And so include that person's mind, heart, and will.
这个魂包括思想。情感和意志。
And then the last part, the inner part is our spirit.
第三个就是灵。
And if we got this understanding, then we will be able to see how Jesus one-to-one evangelism.
如果我们了解人体的构造，我们就知道耶稣如何一对一的传福音。
And we would like to take John chapter 4.To demonstrate how Jesus bring the gospel to one individual.
从约翰福音第四章，让我们一起来看耶稣如何传福音。
So today's topic is Samaritan woman.
今天所讲的是撒玛利亚的妇人。
And this is how we can do also by ourselves one-to-one evangelism.
在这里可以教导我们如何一对一传福音。
In the Bible it said the Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John.
圣经里面说到，法利赛人听见他耶稣收门徒施洗比约翰还多。
Although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples.
其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
As a matter of fact, John the Baptist came out to baptize people 6 months ahead of Jesus.
施洗约翰在传福音的事是比耶稣差不多早六个月以前。
And many, many people gathered to John.
很多人都跟随施洗约翰。
So the Pharisees and also the priests noticed and pay a lot of attention upon John.
所以法利赛人他们非常的注意到施洗约翰。
But after Jesus came out to his ministry, even more people went to Jesus.
当耶稣出来传福音的时候，更多的人跟随他。
That's why the Pharisees pay highest alert upon Jesus.
所以法利赛人更注意到耶稣。
And once Jesus noticed that Pharisees acknowledged what happened to his ministry, then he left.
当耶稣他发现法利赛人已经注意到他在的侍奉，所以他就离开了犹大。
And he need to go back once more to his hometown Galilee.
他又必须他回到他自己的家乡加利利去。
And the Bible said now he had to go through Samaria.
要去加利利的时候，他必须经过撒玛利亚。
Because he didn't want to stay there to really have a confrontation with Pharisees.
他不想待在那里，因为他要跟法利赛人有这样的一个面对的。
So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar.
于是他到了一个撒玛利亚一座城叫做叙加。
Near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
And this area is within the Samaria.
这个地方呢是靠近撒玛利亚的地方。
And over there Jacob's well was there.
在那有一个雅各井。
And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well.
耶稣因为走路困乏，就坐在井旁。
And it was about the sixth hour, that means the noontime.
那时候就是五正的时候。
And when he sat by the well, there was a woman, Samaritan woman, came to draw water.
在那个时候，在井旁呢，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人正在取水。
And Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?"
耶稣就对他说，你，请你给我水喝。
Could you give me water?
请你给我水喝。
And at that time, his disciple had gone into the town to buy food.
那个时候，门徒到城里去买食物了。
So only Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
只有撒玛利亚人与耶稣在那里。
This is a one-to-one status.
这是一个一对一的时候。
And Jesus actually asking water from the woman.
耶稣在向这个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
And then the Samaritan woman said to him, said to Jesus, say, "You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman."
撒玛利亚的妇人就对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我这样一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
How can you ask me for a drink?
你怎么会向我要水喝呢？
For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
犹太人跟撒玛利人当时是并没有来往的。
This brought in history.
这是有一个历史的背景。
700 years before Christ.
700年前，在耶稣之前。
Some foreign country invade Israel.
有外国人他们侵略以色列。
And they took most of the Israel away.
他们掳走了很多的以色列人。
And they move other foreigners into that Samaria area.
所以外国人就进入了撒玛利亚城。
And some of them have mixed the race with Israel.
很多人他们就通婚了。
And that's called Samaritan.
所以他们被称为撒玛利亚人。
And after Jew came back, they look at Samaritan and they regard them unclean.
所以犹太人看撒玛利亚人是认为他们是不纯的。
So they prohibit them to go into the temple.
他们不允许禁止他们到圣殿去。
And Israel discriminate and despise the Samaritans.
犹太人是非常歧视、轻视撒玛利亚人的。
And that brought in the resentment of Samaritans.
所以撒玛利亚人里面有一些伤痛。
When gospel reaches a person,
当福音传到给一个人的时候,
from here we can see the person responds to gospel, the very first issue came out from the emotion, the feeling, the heart.
我们有时候会看到一个人他对福音的第一个反应就会从情感的层次发出的一个反应。
When Jesus reached her and that woman brought up hiding inside of her the emotional issue.
当耶稣他在接触面对这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候呢，他就带起了他一个情感上的一个反应的一个问题。
For myself, I got that issue too.
我自己也有这样的一个问题。
Because the very first time I encounter Christianity,
当我第一次接触基督教的时候。
I start to remember the history.
我就想起了我们的历史。
During the Qing dynasty,
在清朝的时候,
there were so many foreign military force invade China.
有外国来的武力来侵略中国。
And Qing dynasty was defeated badly.
那时候清朝被打败了。
So when they came, the soldier came first.
当他们进来的武力的时候，是军队刚开始进来。
And follow them, they are their businessmen.
然后接下来就是商人就进来了。
And right after the businessmen are missionary.
商人进来以后呢，宣教士就进来了。
So I got the impression is those Christianity is an invader.
所以在我的印象里面，这些基督教基督徒是一个侵略者。
I got a historical trauma for myself.
我自己也有历史上的伤痛在我的心里面。
So Christianity approached me, I brought up my emotional issue.
所以当人家向我传福音的时候，我有情感上的一个回应。
No matter what you said,
不管你怎么说
，I just don't care.
我不会听的。
Because my emotional issue was not resolved yet.
因为我情感上里面有一个问题，我还没有解决。
What Jesus respond?
我们看耶稣怎么回答他。
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God,
你如果耶稣回答说，你如果知道神的恩赐
，and also if you knew who it is that asks you for a drink,
和对你说给我水喝的是谁
，you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
你必找求他，他也必找给你活水。
If you really pay attention to what she said and what Jesus responds, you will find out they are not really related.
你如果真的注意听他们之间的对答，他们之间这个问题跟答案这是没有关系的。
That woman was with emotional issue.
撒玛利亚妇人她有情感上的一个问题在那里。
But then Jesus talked about God.
但耶稣却告诉她有关神的事情。
The gift of God.
神要给神的恩赐
and also talking about who I am,
还告诉他我是谁
and then he said you would ask me,
然后就对他说你必找求他
but only one issue caught that woman,
只有一个
事情，
有一件事情呢引起了他的注意
the living water,
就是这个活水。
So the woman replied, says, Sir, the woman said, You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?
这个妇人就回答说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
First of all, we will notice something change.
我们有注意到有件事情改变了。
At the very beginning, that woman said, You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman.
开始他说你既是犹太人我是一个撒玛利亚妇人
How can you ask me for a drink?
你怎么向一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
But now he called Jesus Sir.
现在他改变了口气，他称耶稣为先生。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus brought up living water.
因为耶稣告诉他说，我要给你个活水。
But this woman brought up the second issue.
这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她又带起了第二个问题。
The second issue came from her mind, her intellect.
她是第二个反应，她从思想上的城市，就是从理智上的城市。
Because you want to give me living water. As a matter of fact, before that, you even asked me water. Now you said you want to give me water. That's something I need to think about it.
他觉得很奇怪，当时你提到活水，你现在又说，要从哪里得活水？我觉得很奇怪。
So the woman starts asking, "You have nothing to draw with."
你没有打水的器具。
You do not have any instrument.
你没有任何要打水的工具。
And the well is deep.
这个井又深。
How can you get water?
你怎么可以得水呢？
When gospel approach a person, the second issue people will bring it up is their intellect issue.
所以当福音传给一个人的时候呢，他们也有理智上层次的问题。
So that woman kind of bring issue from her mind.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她有理智上的一个障碍在那里。
When Christianity approached me,
当福音传给我的时候
，I did bring up a lot of question.
我确实带了引起我发出很多的问题。
Is God really exist?
神真的存在吗？
Can science prove it?
科学能证明吗？
What Christianity can provide me?
基督教能给我什么东西？
Is there any relationship with the Christianity?
我跟这基督信仰有什么关联吗？
So when we bring gospel to people, people will bring the issue from their mind, their intellect.
所以当我们把福音要传给人的时候，有些人他们理智上有问题，会提出问题的。
And then the third one.
第三个。
That woman said, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?"
撒玛利亚妇人又提第三个问题。她说：“我们的祖宗雅各将这个井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水。难道你比他还大吗？”
So you can start to guess the third.Issue came out from which part of her?
你可以想想看，第三个问题是出自于这个撒玛利亚妇人的哪一个层次？
We will talk about there are three compositions in people's soul.
我们刚刚有提到说，在人魂里有三个部分。
The first is their heart or emotional part.
第一个我们讲到他情感上。
And secondly is their what mind, their intellect.
第二个是他的思想，他的理智方面的。
So the third one is their will.
第三个就是他的意志。
And as a matter of fact, how our will formed.
至于意志是怎么形成的？
As a matter of fact, will came from our confidence.
意志是从我们的信心。
And the confidence came from our experience.
我们的信心是从我们的经验。
A special lifelong experience.
特别是一生的经验。
Even more is generation after generation experience.
即使是一代一代传统下来的经验。
So the longer, the more experience you had, you got more confidence, and that formed your will.
所以你的经验越多。你的信心就 越大，然后就造成了你个人的意志。
So this woman said, "This well is the only well over here."
这个撒玛利亚妇人说，这个井是我们唯一仅有的井在这里。
Our father Jacob is almost 2,000 years ago.